Season's greetings and welcome to the Christmas edition of the VK7 Regional News for Christmas Eve, the 24th of December 2017. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7WI and read today by Brett, VK7FTAS. This broadcast uses repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.570 megs by Ross, VK7ALH. On 7148 megs by Peter, VK7TPE. On 14.130 megs by Gary, VK7JGD. And on 28.525 megs by Tony, VK7VKT. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Firstly, some SSTV news. The VK700 20-metre SSTV cam went offline on the 11th of December, not because of any issues with the equipment, but because the FTP site stopped permitting any new uploads. It was quite a few days before this problem was spotted, and a few more days of fruitless attempts to access the FTP site before Steve decided to change servers. Everything was working again by the end of the 19th of December. The timing of this fault couldn't have been worse, as the number and quality of images received during the outage were the best so far in 2017. So note this, the numerous SSTV websites that link to the latest image from VK700 will still display the last image uploaded to the old site, and at least that is until the operators discover the image location has changed. 73 is from Steve, VK700. Now, some news here from the Northwest. Members and friends of the NWTR and TBG take this opportunity of wishing all amateurs and their families the very best of season's greetings for an enjoyable, safe and merry Christmas with loved ones. We look forward to catching up with everyone in the new year. 73s until next time. Thanks, Tony, VK7AX, News Officer, NWTR and TBG. First up, from the Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club, we extend the heartiest greetings from NTARC to all listeners for the festive season. May you all have a joyous and restful time, relaxing with family and friends. As many listeners would be aware, we were only barely halfway through the regional broadcast last Sunday morning when VK7RAA suddenly died. While we did manage to hear the NTARC segment, there was virtually nothing after that point, and of course, no Northern callback session. That situation continued for some days until our Northern Repeater Officer Tony, VK7YBG, and Mount Arthur Project Manager David, VK7JD, managed to get up the mountain and solve the problem. Tony, VK7YBG, takes up this report. David and I trekked up the mountain to be greeted by a beeping noise emanating from the shed. Upon opening the door, David found the midnight charge controller had gone into a fault protection condition. Upon further examination, the lightning protection module was found to have sustained a hit, so we've had a lightning strike during the last broadcast, or during the broadcast, which in turn tripped RAA 2 meters circuit breaker. So after a bit of site inspection to make certain nothing else was out of sorts and a quick fault reset by David on the controller and resetting RAA 2 meters breaker, all was back up and running as it should be. Whilst there, we did a general site inspection, and a few items we carried up were left there for planned upgrades. As usual, many thanks go to and all the volunteers who have given their time up to make all the upgrades and repair work possible. Regards from Tony Eagling, VK7YBG, NTARC Northern Repeater Officer. Now the 2018 membership fees. A big thank you to those members who have now paid their 2018 membership fees. The response to date has been very heartening. For those that haven't as yet renewed, your NTARC membership for 2017 expires on the 31st of December and your name will then appear on the register as an unfinancial member. Renewal membership notices have now all been sent to members who have listed their email address with us, along with those who members who not only have a postal address listed with us as well. So if you haven't received your notice yet, there's every chance that we don't have your correct information on record. If you find yourself in this position, please contact the Treasurer on treasurer@ntarc.net. In the interim, a reminder that NTARC's 2018 membership fees are $30 for a full voting member and $5 additional for each family member that the voting member wishes to add to his or her primary membership. As all listeners must be aware, the replacement of ageing legacy equipment along with other ongoing care and maintenance of our repeater system doesn't come cheap. While we seem to have been an unlucky victim of Mother Nature's fury, the absence of VK7RAA on the local scene this week has served to demonstrate what amateur life could be like without a repeater. There is a clear message in it for you to be able to continue to enjoy the aspect of your hobby and for NTARC to continue to provide this great network. We do need your support and we need it now. If you're not a member of NTARC, please consider joining. If you've been a member in the past but have let that membership lapse for any reason, please consider rejoining. In either case, an application form can be found on the website, which is all the W's, ntarc.net. Or why not pop into the club room on Monday or Friday during coffee hours and collect an application? You'll be made most welcome. If club membership is not your cup of tea, we fully understand. In those circumstances, perhaps you might care to make a direct donation to our repeater fund rather than pay a yearly subscription. And if so, we would be happy to receive your contribution either in person at a club meeting or a coffee morning or by post to PO Box 275 Launceston 7250. Any donation will be gladly accepted. All donations will be officially receipted and noted accordingly against the repeater project. Now, the WIA 2018 call book. Treasurer Andre VK7ZAB advises that our order of a carton of call books, although placed with WIA well before its office closure, has not yet arrived. The delivery was due to arrive on Friday, the 22nd of December, but alas, the order is either still sitting in the WIA Bayswater office or is with Australia Post somewhere. Let's hope they may appear before the new year. We'll keep you informed on that. This item of world news is courtesy of Michael VK7MRS, who received the following notification from the Scouting Movement. With sadness, we inform you that the former World JOTA organiser, Len F. Jarrett, VE3MYF, became a silent key on the 15th of December 2017 at the age of 96 years. Len Jarrett was the Director of Administration of the World Scout Bureau for nearly 30 years, serving in England, Canada and Switzerland as the Bureau changed location. He resigned as a full-time employee in 1981 and had subsequently been employed on a part-time basis as a consultant working from his home in Canada whilst making periodic trips back to Geneva for another 3 years. After that, he worked on JOTA in a volunteer capacity. He received the Bronze Wolf Award in 1973. Len had been involved in the Jamboree on the air from its inception and had acted as World JOTA organiser from the second JOTA in 1959 until the 31st JOTA in 1988. Len literally built the JOTA from an idea to the worldwide event it is today. Vale, Len. VE3MYF. You're listening to the VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. Now, some coming events. January General Meeting. This will be a barbecue meeting to be held on Saturday, the 13th of January, 2018. Barbecue to commence at noon, followed by our final meeting before the AGM to be held in February. We'll be having a special speaker, and I can advise that Hayden, VK7HH, NTARC's Southern Repeater Officer, will be giving a presentation on voting and simulcasting repeaters using VK-Link. It will include some theory, but mostly how a voting and simulcast system operates in the field, and a demo of the VK-Link system. So, suggest you note your diaries for that one and come along. After all, this talk is about cutting-edge repeater technology and the voting involved will definitely not expose you to any risk of electing any citizens of any foreign country. And in today's political climate, that is a relief. February Annual General Meeting 2. Yes, it's getting close to that time. The NTARC AGM will be held on Wednesday, the 14th of February. Meeting will commence at 19:30 hours, that's 7:30. I'll be writing to all the NTARC coordinators soon, requesting they start to think about their yearly report. The AGM will be followed by the February General Meeting, and more information on that matter in January. Coffee mornings. We had a good roll-up for our final coffee morning on Friday, 22nd of December, and a merry and at times raucous morning was had by all. With that now behind us, this is a gentle reminder that the club rooms are now closed for the Christmas New Year recess, but will reopen on Monday, the 8th of January 2018. join us on that day. And each Friday and Monday morning thereafter at 10 a.m, running through till about noon or longer if members want to linger longer. Please remember that aside from the good company, feel freely offered philosophical views, maybe less than expert political analysis, tall tales, genuinely good fare on offer. These coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. Our promised delivery from VK7WIA Inwood's QSL manager Herman VK7HW has arrived, so we do have a few cards still awaiting collection. Please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company, the coffee and the cake, and leaving a gold coin or two or even a small banknote in the jar to assist our ongoing operations. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to the weekly roundup, then please email secretary@ntarc.net. As always, I look forward to seeing you at Roger Lee. 73s from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary of NTARC, Inc. Have a lovely Christmas, Yvonne. Now, the Southern News. Clayton, VK7ZCR, lets us know that his MMDVM repeater is up and going just in time for Christmas. Transmit frequency is 146.9625 megs and receive on 145.3625 megs. Digital modes covered include D-Star, DMR, C4FM and IP25. It's located at Leda Valley. If anyone needs help with the code plugs, they can call Clayton, VK7ZCR, on mobile 04665 88193. That number again is 04665 88193. 73 is from Clayton, VK7ZCR. A big Merry Christmas from the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. Another great year of REST events and activities coming to a close. On behalf of the committee, I would like to thank all those volunteers who've helped throughout the year with organising and presenting, for helping with chair assembly, for bringing interesting things to the club rooms, and in all, making REST what it is today. Wishing everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Now, the 2018 subscriptions are due. A little over a week before the end of the year, 2017, subscriptions are soon coming to an end. Subscriptions remain at $35 for the year, and it's great value for money, helping the club pay with running costs and to bring members new benefits and activities. Things purchased with your funds this year include a new First Aid Kit, new chairs for the club rooms, a new club repeater, and as always, repeater licensing. We can now accept payments via credit card, either pay online or if you wish to pay in the club rooms, we now have a credit card reader machine, accepting all major cards. Please find the secretary or treasurer at the club room who will gladly assist in membership renewal. Alternatively, you can only pay via credit card online at the REST website. That's REST.asn.au. Any membership renewal queries, you can contact Scott by email at secretary@reist.asn.au. 73 is from Ben, VK7BEN, Reist President. Now, there's an experimenters' night coming up. We had a great roll-up, or it has been on, I should say. We had a great roll-up, which even saw Danny, VK7HDM, and Tony, VK7NTK, drop in for some Christmas cheer and amateur radio action. Scott VK7LXX showed off the new club PayPal terminal that he can now receive credit card payments through. Ben VK7BEN was playing with digital modes on 6 metres using the club station. Justin VK7TW and Scott managed to work through the audio loopback problems that Justin was experiencing to get WSJTX running on the PIHPSDR. I hope I got that right. So Justin now has his Hermes HPSDR and PIHPSDR control surface working with WSJTX. Thanks, Scott. That was a hell of a mouthful. There's also a lot of socialising and Christmas cheer. This Wednesday night, we'll be trying some more satellite contacts and playing digital modes as well as some other projects on the go. So if you want to escape the silly season, come along for some amateur radio experimenting. We have a night for you. Keep an eye on the REST Has Facebook page, events for details. See you there. That's the Facebook page, www.facebook.com/REST Taz. Thanks, Justin. 73s, VK7TW. You're listening to the VK7WI, and this is a VK7 regional news broadcast. Now, here's some humour for you. A politically correct Santa. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and Santa's a wreck. How to live in a world that's politically correct. His workers no longer would answer to elves. Vertically challenged, they were calling themselves. And labour conditions at the North Pole were alleged by the union to stifle the soul. Four reindeer had vanished without much propriety, released to the wilds by the Humane Society. And equal employment had made it quite clear that Santa had better not use just reindeer. So Dancer and Donner, Comet and Cupid were replaced with four pigs. And you know, that looks stupid. The runners had been removed from his sleigh. The ruts were termed dangerous by the EPA. And people had started to call for the cops when they heard sled noises on their rooftops. Secondhand smoke from his pipe had workers quite frightened. His fur-trimmed red suit was called unenlightened. And to show you the strangeness of life's ebbs and flows, Rudolph was suing over an unauthorised use of his nose. And had gone on Geraldo in front of the nation, demanding millions in overdue compensation. So half of the reindeer were gone, and his wife, who suddenly said she'd had enough of this life, joined a self-help group, packed and left in a whiz, demanding from now on her title was Ms. And as for the gifts, why, he'd never had a notion that making choice could cause so much commotion. Nothing of leather, nothing of fur, which meant nothing for him and nothing for her. Nothing that might be construed to pollute, nothing to aim and nothing to shoot. Nothing that clamoured or made a lot of noise, nothing for just girls or just boys. Nothing that claimed to be gender-specific, nothing that's warlike or non-pacific. No candy, no sweets, they were bad for the tooth. Nothing that seemed to embellish a truth. And fairy tales, while not yet forbidden, were like Ken and Barbie, better off hidden. For they raised the hackles of those psychological who claimed the only good gift was one ecological. No baseball, no football, someone could get hurt. Besides, playing sports exposed kids to dirt. Dolls were said to be sexist and should be passé. And Nintendo would rot your entire brain away. So Santa just stood there, dishevelled, perplexed. He just couldn't figure out what to do next. He tried to be merry, tried to be gay. But you've got to be careful of that word today. His sack was quite empty, limp to the ground. Nothing fully acceptable was to be found. Something special was needed, a gift that might give to all without A, angering the left or the right. A gift that would satisfy with no indecision each group of people, every religion, every ethnicity, every hue, everyone, everywhere, even you. So here it is. The gift that's price beyond worth. May you and your loved ones enjoy peace on earth. It was written by Harvey Ehrlich in 1992 and sourced from the Jozico 2 website, I think it is. Now, let's have a look at some of the regular gatherings. NTARC Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10 a.m. in the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochelle, Launceston. REST have the Wednesday afternoon group meeting from noon, then experiment as night from 7:30 in the Queen's Domain club rooms. REST 23-centimetre QSO party. That follows after this Sunday broadcast on 1296.1 megahertz FM. Then it moves to 1296.2 megahertz JT65 in the Greater Hobart area. Now some events here. North Pole tomorrow, December 25. The big man in the red and white fluffy onesie, trying to control the turbocharged triple overhead underhang sleigh, delivers the rig of your dreams, leaving skid marks on the roof, just missing your antenna and chimney. You can dream. NTARC, January 13, 2018. Barbecue from noon, then general meeting and presentation from Hayden VK7HH on voting and simulcasting repeaters in club rooms, Archer Street, Rochelle, Launceston. NTARC, February 14, 2018, the annual general meeting, Wednesday, 14th of February, in the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochelle, Launceston, from 1930 hours. VK7 Regional News Group email addresses are available, and if you're interested in becoming an amateur radio operator, upgrading your licence, then we suggest you contact your local club for details and or take a look at what the Radio and Electronics School has to offer. They have a range of courses that can be delivered through a variety of methods. They can be found at www.res.net.au. Now, here's a reminder to people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader is VK7FB, repeaters REST, NTARC and NWTR and TBG. 80 metres, VK7JGD, 40 metres, VK7TW, 20 metres, VK7TPE, 10 metres, VK7VKT. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with the broadcast. So that concludes our VK7 regional news broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or just missed VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900 hours, followed by the VK7 regional news at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to the VK7 regional news and broadcast coordinator, Justin, VK7TW, at vk7tw@wia.org.au. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 regional news Yahoo group. The deadline for items is 2100 hours Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are now listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. Season's greetings, Merry Christmas from the VK7 Regional News, and it's a very good morning, and Merry Christmas from me as well, Brett, VK7FTAS.